Once again, it is an honor and privilege to be here this evening. I'm glad that looks like most of you came back, so that's a good sign. I was very encouraged by a lot of you last night. Thank you for coming out and mentioning the specific things that really caught your attention or where God really spoke to you. Those of us who have a heart, as a lot of pastors may know, for preaching and teaching the Word of God, those little encouragements go a long way for us, especially those of us that are built where our heart longs to know truth and longs to study the truth. And so I do appreciate that there was some interaction, some feedback last night. And I do appreciate that these foundational truths were something that all of you, all of those that talked to me, that really stood out as something you were thankful for. Watching the children here sing the song, I don't know how many of you were caught by the fact that that's the future generation of this church, that those are the people that God has given you to invest the realities of the gospel into. As you raise them in godly homes where the Bible is central, where the Spirit is moving, where you're led by the Spirit of God, as we sang, right? And that's very clear that this is a reality of our Christian life. When we first came to Shaunavon Alliance Church, there were no children in our midst. There were maybe one or two. And yesterday, when you called up the children for the children's special, I realized that you really took that command seriously, didn't you? Be fruitful and multiply. that's something that has, I can tell by the Mennonite generation, something that has been passed down. And that's a great thing. The Bible speaks very clearly how children are like arrows, and we sent them out into a world of darkness to spread the light of the glorious gospel. And so tonight, I want to continue on the path that we were on yesterday. I want to refresh us a bit. For those of us who weren't here, just to hear that that foundational reality of repentance, and just to do a quick review. A lot of what I'm doing is coming from the book of Romans, even though I've decided to not go verse by verse. A lot of what we talked about yesterday was already in chapter 1 and chapter 2, and so I encourage you to go home and to really pay attention to those realities that are being preached here tonight. But I'm bringing together a whole story. It has struck me as a pastor for the few years that I've been pastoring, that the Bible is one connected story from beginning to end.